Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Put the mic in my man. Put the mic in my hand.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, and it is 4 p.m. in Madrid, Spain.
Yeah, B, I'm tired.
B, this, of all the crazy things we have pulled off, this is among the craziest ones.
The things we do, man.
All right.
I basically left my house. Well, I left yesterday around 11:40, which would be 5:40 here.
Sure.
I got in this morning.
You had to fly to Charlotte, right?
Flew to Charlotte. Then we flew a straight flight from Charlotte here. Landed at 5:18. Didn't get into my room until about 11:15.
Oh, that's brutal.
Because like we got there early. Didn't have no rooms. They didn't have the rooms ready. Ate some breakfast prior and then got here. Well, went over to the stadium that we're going to be at tomorrow.
The fact that you've already
been to Real Madrid.
How incredible is that stadium?
Taped two different shows, and now we're here.
So I had a direct flight, which was great, but my direct flight was later, so I got in later. I can't really sleep on airplanes. I tried my best.
Why not?
I just can't be. I don't know. Just
close your eyes.
At this point, you know I'm trying. I was trying to sleep. I just can't really sleep on airplanes. So I landed at like 8:30, had to clear customs, do all that.
That was quick.
I got to the hotel. So Dan Quinn was talking at 11 local time.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't slept. I get to the hotel because I knew I had to do TV stuff. I needed to take a shower. Like it's not a big stretch to have to take a shower. Luckily, my room was ready. So I was able to just go in the room, take a quick shower, Uber over to the Real Madrid practice facility where the Commanders are practicing. Everything went off without a hitch, and then we had to get here by 4 o'clock, and there was a confluence of events that I imagine Landfill, CK, Joey, everybody seemed kind of nervous. The text thread started getting a little jumpy.
Hey, man, it happened. We good. We here.
So, normally, we would never have had a time concern, but the Commanders legitimately had their longest Wednesday practice ever.
They had their longest practice. Then they had shows, and then
we had stuff we had
every
to get done.
Uber that you call, they seem to take their time so you can cancel them.
That's where things started getting dicey. Every Uber would take the ride and then cancel it. Take the ride and then cancel it. The ride from the practice facility to where we're doing radio. Shout out to Radio Marca. This is a very impressive facility.
Yes,
this seems like it might be like the central nervous system of the Spanish media. This building houses two newspapers as well as what looks like television, podcasts, radio stations. There was significant security to get in that the very nice woman was talking to me and Brian. I can speak a little bit of Spanish, but you got to go slow.
Yeah, or you go very fast.
That lady was not doing any of that. And then we get in here. So this building is hard to find. I think that's kind of by design. One thing I've learned with like Channel 4, NBC in DC is they like it kind of being hard to find, just more security measures when you're dealing with political media and that sort of thing.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
So we couldn't get an Uber, finally get a taxi. The taxi driver was terrific. He thinks Brian is playing on Sunday. The best interpretation of that conversation I could get is he thinks you're playing on Sunday.
Yeah, I am.
He asked if I was a trainer.
I will be playing, but I won't be playing football.
He asked if I was a trainer, and I didn't have the heart to try to explain what I did. I just said yes. I was like, yeah, man. See.
The trainer and the football player having you take them to a radio station.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
So then we get here. And shout out to the fellas we're working with. The guys here were tremendous.
Yes.
We had a lot of moving parts in a very short period of time. But dadgummit, to the best of my knowledge, we are live on 106.7 The Fan in Washington.
Yes.
Live on the Odyssey app, wherever you listen to it. We're live on Monumental Sports Network. And I would argue, B, that shot looks pretty good.
Shot looks good, and we seem to be sitting in some race car chairs.
Yo, and we got race car chairs.
Yeah, they feel good.
And we're live on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page.
We got everything.
I'm sure the chat is up and running.
Everything is up.
We're here. We've made it. We're both completely exhausted. And I think it's worth pointing out, the only time you and I were this tired going into a show,
I've never been this tired going into a show.
What about at Arizona Red Eye last year?
It was worse because I slept maybe an hour on the plane flying here, and that was almost an eight-hour flight. And then when I was sitting there at the in the hotel, I could not fall asleep. So I'm working on an hour. So it's going to be crash landing later on. Promise you that.
Listen, if we're having some technical difficulties, maybe it sounds distorted or something, we're working on it. I got my best guy on it, but we do have a bit of a language barrier here. So we're working through everything.
We'll get it done.
A lot of people are asking, all right, Ahmed says he's in his car. Everything sounds loud and clear. So shout out to AD for
all
listening.
Right, there we go.
Ahmed will be here Friday. A lot of people are asking what time it is. It is 4 p.m. in the afternoon here in Madrid. This is a six-hour time difference, and I've grown very accustomed to traveling for football. I think you and I both have.
Uh-huh.
I mean, hell, you've done it your whole life. But generally, we're losing time. Go to the West Coast, you're 3 hours behind.
Yeah.
Go to Chicago, you're an hour behind. Being ahead of everyone is very, very different.
It is.
Like, the day is wrapping up here, and people are just getting warmed up at home. Like, when Dan Quinn spoke this morning, I don't know that I had ever had fewer interactions on coaches' information than this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to remind myself, it's 5 in the morning at home.
Yeah.
Like, folks just aren't checking their phones quite yet.
No.
But we did get to – so you've already been to the stadium. What is that stadium like? I don't think I'll go – maybe I'll go do one of these tours.
It's cool. I was in there for about 45 minutes. But I walked in, went through the doors, boom, boom, sat down, went down the stairs, and was on the show. And then from that point, we immediately came over to the stadium where I saw you at, the practice facility.
The practice situation was interesting. So Real Madrid, understandably, has – I mean, their facilities feel like a swanky Beverly Hills apartment building. You know what I mean? Like, it's like
it's
modern,
it's
and
very
cool.
Corporate.
Yes, that is a well-run ship. That
so
is a tight ship.
You're
over
talking
there.
About like 5-6 floors look like to me.
Yeah,
with all the fields in the back, and it's. So I've seen no practice facility that looked like that.
Never.
Not that big either.
And, dude, I've been to another European soccer – I've been to Tottenham Hotspur's practice facility outside of London, and it was – they might have had as many fields, but not nearly the buildings and the build-out. It felt, like, futuristic almost.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of security, understandably, because I think
– oh, yeah.
I mean, that Real Madrid thing is serious around here.
Does Mbappe play with them? I saw a ton of his jerseys today for some reason.
Maybe he does. White Brian? What do you got?
I know he makes
that?
A lot of money.
He sure does. And a lot of times those guys bounce around. So maybe he has played here. Maybe we should get a Real Madrid update. But what was wild, did you walk up to the practice field or were you doing shows then? You came up, you were up there, right? Didn't you guys do a show from the practice field?
No, I didn't go out to the field.
So we were, our like home base was this big press conference room. That's where Dan Quinn talked. Mm-hmm. Eventually, that's where other players talked. Cosme, Biadasz, Luvu, Wagner, Marcus Mariota. And that was kind of where we were like held. And then they put out a really nice food spread, which I don't know how you missed.
Dude, I was in the area where you saw me the whole time.
That one room was too bright, man. You needed a break. That room was... That room.
Yeah, but as soon as I get ready to move, they called me to go outside by the Real Madrid sign.
Yeah.
To do something. So
then we had to... To walk out to practice, and they... Credit to the Commanders. They let us watch more, I think, a little bit more of practice than they normally do. I think, you know, on some level, NFL teams recognize if you've traveled across the world, rather.
Yeah, basically.
Like, let's let people get a little bit of B-roll.
Hey,
for
let them see
television.
A little more stuff.
But you go, it was like a, not quite a 10-minute walk, but it was a significant walk. And you walk up by the dorms. So this... I knew European soccer clubs did this, but seeing it in person was pretty staggering. They have, I mean, it looks like dorms at a college campus. It's massive and goes on for blocks, like multiple city blocks. And I don't know this. I'd love to find this out. How young they start signing players? Is it, I kind of figured like 14, but for all I know, it could be like 10.
I think people have signed younger than that. Or they're in the system. Like, the way we start looking at guys in football, they do the same thing in soccer.
Right.
And they pick out the good ones early.
But the difference is, like, and they just go.
But they go to these, they have these camps and stuff for them, and they're there. From the moment they decide this is one of the guys, all the way till they make it or not.
Well, I don't know. It was really, really impressive.
Academies, that's it. Bam.
Academies, correct. It was really impressive.
On here it says academy players can be as young as 3 to 5 years old. I mean, 5 to 6 years old.
No way. Really?
Listen, bro. They know what they're looking for. Just like in football, you see somebody, oh, yeah, he's going to be one. You think they don't know in soccer?
I guess. I'm getting conflicting reports on the audio. Multiple people are telling me the audio sounds good. I'm happy to try to figure that out in the break. I might need to break out like the Google Translate or something. So we say all that, how impressive certainly Real Madrid has been.
Yeah, Mbappe plays for them. But like, listen, man, if the audio was horrible, this thread would already told you.
Right. And Joey's saying we sound good. So we're just going to keep on trucking here. The reason we're here is for the Commanders game, Commanders-Dolphins. And I'm not sure there's a ton of buzz in the city, but I think as we get closer to Sunday, it'll continue to grow.
There's a lot of people on the way.
That's the thing. There were a ton of Commanders fans on my flight. Just walking around Dulles last night, the amount of Commanders fans. It's my understanding last night out of Dulles, I was on a United flight. There was a Delta flight, and there was a maybe Air Portugal or whatever flight. So people were good to go.
Yeah.
That's planes full of people coming. I think there are some Dolphins fans will come too. And then I think it becomes just this like festival of American football for European NFL fans. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think if you live in the south of France and you're just really into the NFL, but you know what? My team is actually the Vikings or the Texans or the Titans. You still want to come to this game so you can see a game.
But you know what, though? I think it's people who love this game of football as well, that don't get a chance to see it a lot. And now you got the best of the best playing it. You know, the NFL players come over, they want to see it. And that's Marcus Mariota. I was listening to him today. He said that what he loves about international games, they cheer the whole time. From kickoff to the game's over. He says, not when your defense get on. These European fans cheer the whole damn time. And you talked about it, how they did Thriller.
The Thriller dance.
The whole stadium was doing Thriller.
It was one of the coolest moments.
And that's the thing. They really get, because you hear that little.
Yeah, that undercurrent.
The whole game. Yeah.
Well, and maybe it might have been Joey Savitt. Somebody was telling me. That
couldn't have enjoyed it if something smart.
he travels a lot, and he likes soccer a lot. So he might actually be in a unique place to be an expert on something, at least for us. He was saying that England is like the most famous for the hooliganism and stuff, but I think things in Spain get like crazy rowdy where they're lighting the flares off and everything. Mm-hmm. So I think it'll be a little wild come Sunday.
You think?
I think we're going to see – I'm going to try to take a zillion pictures. I think we're going to see so many random-ass jerseys, so much random stuff, just not exactly what you would expect. What have you eaten today, Brian?
Oh, I had omelet.
Okay, so you had breakfast at least.
Yeah, I had breakfast. That was it.
I had yogurt for breakfast, and then I had these little
– They gave out yogurt on the plane. I was a little bit worried about trying to drink that eat that yogurt.
Why?
Yogurt and the little granola. You don't want to be eating that on that plane.
So that's
it kind of works. Gets everything started.
That's interesting. I was given the choice of sausage and eggs or yogurt, and I chose
and you took the yogurt.
Yogurt's better for my stomach than sausage and eggs.
Not mine.
For sure, for me. I could smell the eggs, and they smelled good, and I still picked the yogurt just because I was like, I got a long-ass day, dog. I got to get through this one way or another. I had a couple of those little ham sandwiches. I don't know. There was a vending machine. Oh, B.
What you got?
I got a taste from home.
What's that?
Everybody that doesn't see me for a second, don't be alarmed. Talk, B.
What's the taste from home? You bought some food? You bought some chips? Yes. There we go. The official B. Mitchell Finley chip. There we go.
I don't know that we've talked about this on air because we opened the box after we were on air.
Well, people.
We had a mystery.
What is this show y'all say I've not watched? People just got to understand. I don't have to watch a show. I don't deal with snakes.
What are you talking about?
Because when you posted that thing, some guy actually said I must have seen. What's the show? Seven?
I think Seven. That's what.
No, I've never seen Seven.
All right,
but I damn let's sure just, am. I worry about snakes.
Let's just alert everyone to things. On Monday, when we were all last in studio together, we got a mystery box delivered to my name, and I was like, "All right, let's open it." We opened it. Jeff filmed it. Put it up on Instagram. B backed away as I was filming.
Damn stampy.
Because he was unsure what was in it, and he was playing it safe, and that's fine. But what the box revealed. Was the number one addiction of the B. Mitchell Finley program, our favorite snack, Fritos Honey Barbecue Flavor Twist.
They're so good.
Help yourself. Some mystery benefactor sent us a box, like a legit box. I don't know. What would you say that is? Like a 2x3 box?
Yeah, it's a lot in there.
Now, let's be clear, Chris Kynard, Cluster Buster. The box is in CK's office so people don't ransack it.
Yeah.
CK locks his door. That's the only place people don't mess with in that radio studio is CK's office. So I know how many Fritos are in that box, and we better not have any fewer. But we're gonna need to acquire some food. We're gonna need copious amounts of caffeine. I am debating. I never have. I've never been a coffee drinker. I might drink some coffee today.
You got a soda right there.
I know. But that Coke Zero doesn't slap like the Diet Coke does. So, you know all the talk of, like, the chemicals we get in our food in America that they just don't allow over here?
Yeah.
You can't get Diet Coke in Europe.
Yeah, you get Zero.
Yeah.
And it tastes a little different than the one we get at home.
But I want whatever's in Diet Coke.
We believe in making money no matter how much we harm you.
Whatever that chemical is, chemical imbalance, listen, let's be honest. If you listen to this show, I'm probably chemically imbalanced. Just give me the Diet Coke. All right, it keeps me, it helps me turn the knobs, as the kids say. Maybe I'll drink coffee. I don't know. I like espresso martinis. You think we can get those delivered here at Radio Marca?
I don't think the cluster buster will want to hear that.
Fair point. I don't know if Uber. Here's what I can tell you: Uber doesn't work, so I don't know if Uber Eats is going to work.
If you ever want to just get like a martini or something like that, just get it. Put it in a can that you can't tell. Don't say, "Well, how do we get martinis?" I keep telling you that.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't actually like. We're on the air till 8 o'clock local. There, Mitch Tischler's already trying to get me to agree.
They may have siesta here. Not siesta. When they go, they normally go to siesta and they, after they party. If they start partying, I might have to indulge with them.
Dude, I could go for a siesta.
When in Rome, do as Romans do.
I'm not going to lie to you. I could go for a siesta. We got to talk some football. We got to talk about Dan Quinn taking over for Joe Witt. And what does it actually mean? What impact will it actually have? And to go full circle on that, if Dan Quinn takes over this week and it looks different and they play way better, then you got to wonder why you didn't do it weeks ago. Because this thing's been going bad.
You don't have to wonder. It's just the time came and they did it when they were supposed to.
Here's what we're going to do. Neil Greenberg's going to join us at 11 at high noon, which will be 6 o'clock our time. Dan Duggan covers the Giants for The Athletic. I am trying to figure out what the hell is going on in New York. Obviously, they fired Brian Daboll, but they got Jackson Dart drama. They got Joe Shane drama. Mm-hmm. We're going to check in with our friends from Big Blue. 1 o'clock, Mitch Tischler is going to join us. I think he's going to come in studio, so we'll have to – that'll be interesting.
How's that going to work?
We got everything working within 3 minutes. We'll figure that out. We got time. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, it's Brian and JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn to Rood. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the absolute best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
You feel the difference instantly because they control the humidity. When you control the humidity, you control the comfortability of your home, and you get top-notch performance. Plus, with Rood, you get none of those noisy interruptions. You never hear the system come on. You don't get that in the middle of the night. It's just calm, quiet, peaceful. If you hear noises, they're the ones you want to hear. And you can save up to $2,000 on federal tax credits. B, I know you hit it already. I'm going to hit it on next year's tax return. Check out Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more.
Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in a DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood,
it ain't right.
Get it right, get it tight.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. They didn't have Mountain Dew. That's for me,
Coca-Cola
dog.
Coca-Cola Light.
Dude, seeing Coca-Cola. The last commercial break was a scene. Did you look out that way?
I saw you taping something.
Yo, they got the Miami Dolphin is here.
Okay.
And they got a dude with a Debo Samuel jersey and the Miami Dolphin just chasing him around the like office here. Radio Mark has got it. A lot happened.
Miami Dolphin may not come back here. He might get skinned and fried.
So, B, then, I mean, truly sometimes you wonder if there's divine intervention on this planet. Mm-hmm. Because I just complained about the lack of Diet Coke, and then voila.
You didn't get Diet Coke, you got Coca-Cola Light.
Should we live taste test, see if this tastes like Diet Coke at home?
It's going to taste a little different.
Yeah, it's different. But it's closer than Coke Zero.
Yeah.
What am I missing my aspartame? Is there fentanyl in Diet Coke at home? Whatever it is, I need that. But I'm going to make do with this.
No, it ain't that.
So I tried to get the Diet Coke, and the machines were very confusing. And a nice woman named Adriana came up and could tell I was just completely helpless and can't speak Spanish or really.
You speak a little bit.
I felt more confident in my Spanish on coming over here than I have in my first day here.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was a 4 out of 10 Spanish speaker.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm like a 1.8
out of 10.
Well,
when they speak slow, you're great.
Yeah.
When they start to really flow with it, you know, and they try to do the Busta Rhyme over here.
Yeah.
It kills you then.
Yeah. Shout out to Adriana. She saw how ineffective I was at purchasing this Diet Coke and just bought it for me.
All right.
And so thank you, Adriana. You'll never know that I'm thanking you on air.
You never told Adriana that my partner wanted Mountain Dew.
So they didn't have Mountain Dew.
You could have got something else, but you wanted to worry about a damn Miami Dolphin.
B.
A fake damn Dolphin.
Listen, they didn't have anything close to Mountain Dew.
They got something with caffeine in it, right?
Coke. There's like some juices that may have caffeine in it. You can have that one.
I'm going to take that.
Take that. Yeah. All right, we're here for a football game. Adriana asked me what I was here for. I said football. Then I had to clarify American football.
Yeah.
I have already heard the, why do you call it football? You play with your hands. I've heard that joke like
we kick it with our feet too. And tell them, they touch it with their hands too. They catch it and they toss it. And they throw it in. He blocks with his hands. I don't want to hear that thing anymore. Please stop it.
All right, they made that clear. We are here for a football game, and Washington's desperate, man. They've lost 5 in a row. They've lost 4 in a row with historic margins.
Yeah.
You don't have Jaden. You don't have Terry. We can keep going down the list, but those are the headliners. Marcus has played pretty well. Marcus had a comment that I thought was really touching.
Mm-hmm.
When Marcus got asked about playing in Spain and being at Real Madrid, and he's like, you know, I'm from a small town, a small village in Hawaii. To think that this game has brought me to these places.
And, mm-hmm.
I mean, I know you felt that way. Like, the story I love you told is when you got drafted, you're like, I'm not going back to Plaquemine.
Mm-hmm. Unless I want to.
Right.
Yeah. Wasn't going back because I had to.
Right. And I think it's important to have that perspective. And when you're between the lines and when you're practicing, you're not thinking about any of that. Bobby Wagner nailed that last week when he said, I'm sure Madrid's a beautiful city, but I don't really care. I'm there to win a football game.
Yeah. Like he said, his brother, Mariota, his brother is a big soccer fan, and he's a huge Real Madrid fan. his brother is more excited, and he's here with him.
Oh, that's cool.
He's more excited about this than Mariota. Mariota's like, I'm here for my job. But my brother is, like, enjoying all those things.
I love that.
So,
But Dan Quinn spoke at length this morning. One thing I wanted to share just off the top, because we hadn't gotten a McLaurin update in a long time. Like, the last time we had heard Terry's latest status, I think wasn't even in November, and it's now November 12th. So I asked DQ, just, what's up with Terry? Where are we at?
He's here, and he'll do some of the movement, you know, and begin, like, the on-field portions of the rehab. So the first couple of weeks, he was not able to do that, and so now he's able to begin some of the on-field portions of the rehab. And so that'll take the build-up time to do that, but we're glad he's here taking the next step on the on-field side. So sometimes these injuries take longer than you want, and they're not predictable to say it's going to be this set time. And so we're just going to continue to say, okay, next step, next step, next step. And so the on-field portion is a good sign. Okay, we can now take the next steps.
Yeah. Fair, right?
Totally.
You'd love to get – one thing that I can't help but think, and I think – fans might disagree with this, and I actually, you were on the text thread. I bet it with Bees. Bees gave me odds that Jaden won't play again, and I'm like, I think he plays again. I think Terry plays again, and I know there's this like undercurrent of just shut everybody down. That's just not football.
Man, that talk right there. I know people do it, and they act like it's care, but that's not what football is all about. Just not.
I think those guys will play again. It's not going to be until after the bye in the earliest, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Obviously, the biggest story this week, though, is Dan Quinn taking over the play calling and the defensive play calling. And then specifically, what does that look like? What is that process? DQ now is on the headset, making the calls, getting, you know, play after play after play. And number one here, Landini, Dan Quinn explained what that's going to look like.
It's more in the preparation phase, Nikki, going to that. And so, obviously, I'm always involved with the defense. But, you know, team meetings and special teams and those are staying the same. But, you know, just in and out of the practices. And it's been a big collaboration so far. So, all is good.
So,
but I think what people have to understand is this, okay. Dan has a history of calling defenses and being very good at it. So, he has that experience. And when you are a play caller with that level of experience, just like an offensive play caller, you know how to string things together to disrupt somebody. Just like when you first started doing radio, first started doing TV or anything, the first time you had to start going in and out of breaks, wasn't that smooth, wasn't as good. But as you kept doing it, it got better and better over time.
Right.
Joe may know as much about the defense as anybody else. But it may just be that flow right now is not what is just not hitting for him. You know what I'm saying? We watch offensive coordinators come into this league and it just seemed like you could predict what they're about to call. And then all of a sudden, give them 2, 3, 4 years into it, they're like, you go, oh, Lord, he's switching up on me now. And I think that's the ultimate thing where Dan may be able to call some of the same things that Joe was calling. He just called them in a different rhythm, in a different order, to where they get more of a impact from it. You know? And if you see something like that, it's not that just the other person was just hard. It just don't have enough experience to know how to string it together just properly.
I agree with that. And Tischler asked a good question of DQ. Hey, you're obviously going to be taking on the defensive play calling snap after snap. You're going to be busier. Who's going to help you with the head coaching stuff? Because there's a lot going on all the time. Yeah. And we've talked about this at length. Dave Gardy plays a big role in clock management, timeouts, all that stuff. Last year it was excellent. This year it's been disjointed. I think a lot of that is more execution by players. But DQ explained that Gardy will continue to have a big role, but also that Brian Johnson is a guy he leans on. And I could, that kind of stuck with me because if you remember, gosh, it feels like a different lifetime ago. But if you remember when they had the Brotherhood Bowl, when they had that week off in between training camp practices, I believe Brian Johnson was one of the two head coaches that week. Clearly, DQ views passing game coordinators, I think he's assistant head coach, Brian Johnson as somebody that could be a future head coach. You get that vibe, right? I don't think you continue to lean on him in these specific situations if that's not the case. I want to get into a little bit more from Dan Quinn, and we're going to get into, you know, what is at stake here for Washington as they continue. Greenberg's joining us at 11:30. I'm very excited about this one, B. We have Lamphill's 44 problems with the Commanders. 44 in honor of them giving up 44 points in two of the last three games. Then we're going to talk a little Giants. We're going to talk a whole bunch of football. Not football. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
067 The Fan. We are live in Madrid, Spain at Radio Marca. Shout out to Radio Marca for letting us hang out in their really cool, interesting, vibrant, I would say, offices.
Yeah.
The door to the studio is like a submarine door. gave me some trouble getting in. Also, Lamphill, this won't surprise you, but I had a lot of trouble buying a Diet Coke from the vending machine. Brian, how much trouble did you have getting a Red Bull?
I went there, I looked at it, and I realized so the machine to the right, which you probably was touching, was all coffee.
Yep.
And the one on the left, that one little strip controls both the.
It is weird, though, that the soda thing in the middle doesn't have its own payment device.
Yeah, but it's controlled by the one on the left.
And you, we've got a lot of fascinating reporting, boots on the ground here in Spain. You say the Red Bull tastes...
It's not like the ones at home. It tastes a little different.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. We will continue to update you on if things are tasting different here in Spain. I look forward to having like a nice dinner in Spain, maybe tonight, but I might just pass out. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Talking about Dan Quinn and the situation Washington's kind of found themselves in, B. There is good news, though.
Yeah.
The folks at Northwest Stadium, have you seen the video of the idiot that was, like, talking S to the Lions long snapper and then tried
to jump? The one that jumped on the field?
Yes.
he was lit.
Oh, totally.
First of all, don't just talk trash to all the athletes like that, because they can probably hurt you.
Well, did you see the long snapper put out a statement that was like, I didn't say a word to that kid. Anything to the contrary is a lie.
First of all, I really don't care if he did say something to the kid. You don't jump your ass out the stands and run on the sideline. This is not a baseball game. Remember the guy jumped out, the guy and his son jumped and went at the first base ump in baseball?
Yeah.
You get on that sideline with those football players, you might get another thing. You're not going to get what you're expecting. Promise you that. So if he did say something to the kid, let's be real. And I say it all the time. If the kid says something to him, he has a right to say something back. Now, if the kid was disrespected, want to jump on the field, you better, whoever his parents are, educate your kid.
I believe that's a
That could go foul on you real quick.
I think that's a FAFO situation.
Bam. 100%. I just like,
You know Cookie?
Yeah.
You know Cookie at all the games? Yeah. Cookie told me that the young man that made the tackle on the drunk kid is her cousin. That was a clean tackle, dude.
Oh, he hit him.
The guy in the all black.
Oh, he hit him. He hit him.
Also, I can't confirm this, Brian, but just from the back, the kid that jumped on the field and got smoked kind of looks like Scarence Terrence McLaren. Jeff, did you notice that?
Nah, he didn't look like it. Scarence is not it. That dude's a little chubbier than Scarence.
He's a little chubbier and a little shorter, but yeah. He kind of looked like him. Like, yeah, it could be a Scarence Terrence McLaren relative.
Then when they start taking him off the field, you see he tried to put his shoe back on?
His shoe's gone, buddy. I wanted to play this audio real quick. It's going to be number 8, Landfill. You and I haven't seen each other. So, have you seen the video emerged of Amon-Ra St. Brown punching Deron? And I don't think Javon Kinlaw was making that story up.
Well, he wasn't making it up. If you saw it, you see the video.
Right, but the video didn't emerge till Tuesday.
But still, when he said it, the way he was reacting with the ref, and see, this is my NFL. Hope you're listening. Hope it gets to you. I've said over and over again, the Zebras are there to uphold the integrity of the game, not just the football players. Your referee saw Amon-Ra St. Brown punch him, push him in the face mask, then punch him. I don't care how big or small he is. He punched him in front of your guy, and your guy did nothing. If that guy had called the penalty on him there, ejected him, Deron don't have no reason to think he got to get him back, right?
Even if he just throws a flag and it's
throw the flag, get the 15-yard penalty. But the referees have to stop acting like they don't see stuff. And then when the other guy retaliates, now they want to throw it. You don't get the right to just do that up front, because he threw a punch and he should have been ejected. And if the referee looked right at it, you could see him looking. He's right there. His ass shouldn't be refereeing this weekend.
He was right there, dude.
He should not. And that's what you got. If you start making them be held accountable, then all of a sudden you can get the game going better. But this stuff about what they don't call and then they don't want to call something, it annoys the hell out of me.
All of that said, Deron still can't do that either.
No, he can't. He like, can't. But still.
But so
I said, if it does, if you. This is basically what that looked like. Oh, you're going to just let him punch me. And you're not going to do nothing about it.
Correct.
Okay. You know, that could eat the hell out of eat the hell at you.
But I wanted to play this. Dan Quinn addressed the team to discuss the frustration. Landfill, this needs a bleep, just so you know.
With the entire team first, and it was directly at the half, and to make sure we don't those things you don't want to wait, Chick. You don't want to. You want to hit it now. You want to get right to it, and having the chance to address it right off the bat, like you clench the fist, you're upset, it's emotional, all that. We feel it too, you know, as coaches, when you're not hitting your marks and you get frustration, but it's also what's the techniques that we need to do to move on to the next way. And so how do we turn ourselves into the next space, into the next moment? And that's what we work on. So our mental game, you know, that's where we try to dig in on that.
I ask a question. If he had slapping with an open hand, would he still be fine?
The thing that...
They don't like the punch. So if I slap him, what would that be?
I don't... Probably... maybe you don't get ejected.
Okay, but the whole thing about it is, that's the most embarrassing thing in the world, right? They get slapped the hell out of somebody.
The way he was in the middle of the field and wound the whole way up and slugged them, like, you're going to get ejected for that.
Yeah.
What stings is I
still wonder, do the people, I understand what you're saying, he can't do it, but I wonder the people who thought he just lost his mind and just punched somebody just because on GP. You know, I wonder if he really... If people, what they say now, once they see that he got punched. Or is it people say, well, he's smaller than him, he shouldn't care. I'm smaller than a lot of people. I drop them. So don't think small don't mean nothing. And I fought Jumpy. Jumpy's 6'7", 295. Okay? So I'm just saying. It's a lot of people who think like that.
If you ever need a question, Brian, say
like Shaq.
Rookie year.
Think about Shaq.
Barkley.
Shaq used to always... get beat the hell up. But if he ever touched somebody barely, they immediately threw a flag. I mean, called a foul on him.
The thing that sucks.
The size got to get out of it.
You lose Payne last week. The way that game was going.
Losing him this week.
With or without Payne, they weren't winning that game.
Yep.
Payne this week against a guy like Tua that gets real shook real quick with pressure in the pocket. Losing Payne this week hurts a lot.
Yeah.
And seeing the other video... knowing that came out after the appeal.
But the thing of it is this, though. Derek Thomas, John Runyon, Troy Vincent, if they haven't seen that video, that's their problem. That's their problem. And if they saw the video.
Because if Durham was able to get it, somebody
and
has
if
it.
They saw that video and immediately just say, well, we're going to uphold everything, then that's wrong, too. Especially if Armando get no damn, if he don't get a fine. He threw a punch. They could go back and do, they went backwards and tried to suspend Frankie Louvu. They can go back and fine him too, right?
Probably.
Yeah, so they need to.
When we come back, Neil Greenberg joins the program.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.